to see you at the show. This is Eric Schacht here with Linda Evans. Today's date is April 14th, 2022, which is a very, very exciting date because it means that SpongeBob musical is opening at Parkland tonight. And in kind of like homage to that, or in celebration of that, we're going to mostly be replaying last week's show where we had the pleasure of having SpongeBob and Patrick as special guests. The actors Laramie Ziegler and Jerry Strain were in the studio to do a little in-character work and also talk about the amazing experience that has been the SpongeBob musical, which is Parkland's first musical in over 2 years. The last musical they were supposed to do was Chicago, and that was nipped and tucked by the pandemic.
Right. And before we get into SpongeBob stuff, we should probably mention that there's other theater going on too. You still have a chance to see Neverland at Illinois Theater at Cranert. It ends the 16th of April, so just a couple more chances. Fox on the Fairway at Decatur Theater 7 opens the 14th as well. And Sweat at Illinois Theater starts April 15th and goes through the 28th. Really excited about that one too.
Yeah, I've heard great things about Neverland. And Sweat is just a really wonderful show. Is Latrell directing that
Latrell
one?
Yeah, Latrell Bright directed. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
And then Borderline at the Station Theater rounds up April. It's April 28th through May 8th. So lots of theater in April, but definitely come see SpongeBob.
We have all of that information on our Now Playing tab at See You at the Show. Also, CranertCenter.com has the ticketing information for Neverland and Sweat. I know for SpongeBob at Parkland, tickets are in high demand. We're sold out tonight, and that's really exciting. I'm not sure how tickets are going for the rest of the run, but there are 8 more chances to see it. The way that it's going to run is Thursday, Friday evening this week. Oh, and Saturday evening. Mm-hmm. And then the following 2 weekends will be Friday and Saturday evenings with a Sunday matinee. It's all ages. Definitely.
What's the runtime?
I think that's the only thing I think that affects ages is you need to be able to be at the theater probably for 2.5 hours, including the intermission. And there's kind of like an extended little bonus song credits at the end. So,
but it goes fast. It's pretty fast paced.
Well, you've been out there in the audience for a dress. Did you feel it went fast?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It goes fast.
Well, definitely it feels like it goes fast for the cast because there's a big cast. There's so many moving parts. Director Chelsea Collier has done an amazing job of putting us, putting the actors in constant movement, a lot of really amazing ensemble stuff. I mean, this is actually a show where an ensemble role is probably at least as satisfying. Yeah.
Yeah, it might be more fun because I really paid a lot of attention to this ensemble.
Yeah, I mean, I know some of the ensemble team has 3 or 4 different costumes, mm-hmm. different hairstyles. Different genders. They just are in constant movement. There's incredible choreography.
And it's a fun, silly show, but also has some like underlying, important men.
It does. So we're going to turn over the keys to the show here to Perch Perkins and let him talk with SpongeBob and Patrick about this exciting event.
And now this is Perch Perkins. I've taken over the show. Perch Perkins has been leading Bikini Bottom news for decades. And now, following the best, most biggest, most popular, surprisingly, for a simple sponge, celebrity of Bikini Bottom, I'm here in Champaign-Urbana where SpongeBob SquarePants musical will open at Parkland College. I've got SpongeBob. I've got Patrick.
Good afternoon, Perch.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to Bikini Bottom, see you at the show.
We're very happy to be here.
How does a sponge get a show? How does a sponge have a song?
Well, I just love to sing. I'm just living my life, working at the Krusty Krab, running all over Bikini Bottom, and I'm just having the time of my
life. My gosh, I have failed as a newsman. We have a duty to our community to start each show with the pledge. This is the Bikini Bottom way. On three, gentlemen. One. Do we do three on three, or we do three and then go?
After three.
So
after
we I three. Count to three and then we go.
Yes. One, two, three.
Oh, okay. Oh. Okay. One, two, three.
I will always vow and pledge allegiance to this town that I hold dear. For all are welcome here, Bikini Bottom Blue. Yes, I'll stay true to the Bikini Bottom way.
And all are welcome in Bikini Bottom, isn't that true?
Absolutely.
I'd say it's true.
And, you know, I mean, it's mostly gill creatures, you know, but we have one anomaly, and that's even a friend of yours.
Yes, Miss Sandy Cheeks.
Sandy Cheeks.
How has a squirrel managed to incorporate itself into the community of Bikini Bottom?
I to be honest, I'm not really sure.
Are you sure about anything, Patrick?
I don't know. I'm not sure about anything, to be honest, except that I love ice cream. That's one thing I do know.
What is it like to be the best friend of somebody who has such an interesting personality?
I feel like we mesh well together. His special kind of thinking with my extraordinary, extravagant lifestyle. I feel like we mesh really well together.
That's interesting. I can see how somebody might be hypnotized and kind of led into doing things they might not otherwise do by such a compelling personality as Patrick Starr.
I would have to agree with you, Perch. I think, yeah, I think that is true.
I think you just want to make sure he gets his snacks every day.
Absolutely.
And he'll be happy.
Yes.
Speaking of snacks, where is your favorite place to eat in Bikini Bottom?
My favorite place to eat is the greatest restaurant in the entire ocean, the Krusty Krab.
And isn't it true you might be a little biased on that subject?
Well, I am Fry Cook of the Month, so I think I might be a little biased.
Well, I don't need to point out the obvious because there's only one fry cook in that whole place. But do you consider yourself to be management material?
I do, sir. I believe that one day I can rise above all of the others and show that I can be manager.
That's right.
Thanks, Patrick.
Yeah.
So in Bikini Bottom, isn't there the Chum Bucket? I've heard good things.
Yes.
The Chum Bucket?
Plankton's restaurant.
Oh, across from the Krusty Krab.
Yes, yes,
oh.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, you've never eaten there, Patrick.
Not particularly, not at least that I remember anyway. I think that Plankton's a nice guy. You know, I've just never had a craving for Chum.
I can understand that. So let's talk about some other interesting people who inhabit Bikini Bottom. There's a wannabe saxophonist. Clarinetist, actually. Yeah.
Oh, clarinet.
Our good neighbor, Squidward.
Squidward.
Yeah, he's waiting for his big chance. You think he'll ever get it?
I do. I think he's going to get it.
Really?
Yes, I do.
I wish nothing but the best for Squidward.
Well, in your show that you're putting on at Parkland College, SpongeBob, what can people expect there? Will there be songs?
Oh, there will be a bunch of songs. There's going to be... Which is going to be a good time. They're going to see their good old friends, SpongeBob and Patrick, Roman Bikini Bottom with all of their friends.
Because nothing bad happens in Bikini Bottom.
Absolutely not.
Nothing bad ever happens.
It's always a great day.
And do you have your mantra, your philosophy when you wake up in the morning?
Just, I wish a good morning to all of the world and all who inhabit it. And I wake up with the attitude of I'm ready for anything.
Do you travel with your little friend?
My little friend? Are you talking about Gary?
I'm talking about Gary. Does he come on the road with you when you travel?
Sometimes. He mostly just stays at home and tidies up while I'm out at work and out at Patrick's.
He tidies up?
Yes, he's very the housemaid of the pineapple.
Well, how would you two describe your friendship? Because you've made it through a lot of ordeals over the years.
I think I'd have to say simple, really. I mean, you know, like there's like nothing complicated about our friendship. What you see is what it is, you know?
What do you think, SpongeBob? Or is there any way that you would sum up your friendship with Patrick?
I could sum it up in song.
You could.
I could.
Well, let's cue some music and see what you can do with it.
All right. I've got you, and you got me. I've got you, and you got me. I don't need my glasses on to see we're both pretty lucky. Stuck with you, so I'm as happy as can be. Let's have some fun together. We'll be best friends forever. BFF, that stands
for
us.
There's nothing more fun than watching TV.
Ah, life's sweet. But all I know is right here we got all we need to make today pretty special. Let's explore.
Say that makes a newsman pretty jealous to see such friendship.
Oh,
pretty
thanks.
Much all I've got is my antagonistic relationship with the mayor.
How's that going, by the way?
I think that what the mayor needs to do is see if she can handle a crisis, because there never is one in Bikini Bottom. It makes a newsman's life pretty boring when the biggest news is really if the Krabby Patties are running low at the Krusty Krab. So how will this mayor, who I believe may have gotten her position through some nepotismal sorts of wrongdoings down at City Hall, but that's for another episode of Perch Perkins Insider, playing every night at Bikini Bottom Drive-In. But you think highly of the mayor, do you?
I do. She is the symbol of authority in Bikini Bottom, and I feel like as a citizen, I have to take her word. If she says she can handle it, then we always have to trust the government.
What do you think about that, Patrick?
You know, I think if there's ever a crisis in Bikini Bottom that, well, maybe if we all just close our eyes, you know, maybe nothing will happen.
My God, that's brilliant.
Oh, what can I say?
Because I was just thinking, at some point, that long slumbering volcano of doom is going to explode. And perhaps closing our eyes. Well, anyway, do you think such an event could ever possibly happen, SpongeBob?
I don't see how it could. Nothing ever goes wrong in Bikini Bottom.
No fish knows the future. Not a single shark or soul. It's all deranged. No control.
Don't you think you're being a little negative?
The town is under curfew. The fish police are on patrol. Just saying. On that note, I'm going to send you two off because I think I've scared the living SpongeBob SquarePants right off of you. Thanks for joining on a special edition of Bikini Bottom. See you at the show.
Well, thank you for having us.
Woo! Welcome back. I got my chair back. This is Eric Schacht in the studio without my crusty toe host, Linda Evans. My God, Linda, I've just called you a crusty toe host.
Horrible.
That is rough. All right, well, now we have Laramie Ziegler, Jerry Strain, actors, celebrities in their own way out of Danville, Illinois. Welcome to see you at the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Eric.
Yeah, it is so fun to be acting in a show with you both. I've seen you most recently. I guess is Elf where I've most recently seen you?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that would be it.
All right, well, tell us, Laramie, what's your acting story? What's your background? When did you get started?
It was actually my band teacher in sixth grade. I've been singing out in public since I was a year and a half. And she knew that I liked singing and performing, so she told me that there was a musical in Danville, Les Mis, and they were having auditions. And so she encouraged me to go out for it, and that was my first show in 2014. And flash forward, and I'm in my 25th show right now. So.
Wow. That's amazing. And where are you going to school, or are you working? What are you doing right now?
Not at the moment. I'm mostly just staying home and doing as much community theater as I can.
That's great. And is this your first show in Champaign, or have you come into Champaign for other shows previously?
I've done shows through CUTC. I did Grease and Beauty and the Beast for their teen shows. This is my first Parkland show, however, so.
Wait, were you in the Beauty and the Beast where I first saw this man? As the Beast?
I think I was. I think I was LeFou.
Oh my God. I probably wrote a great review about you then.
Well, I appreciate it.
So, Jerry, that great performance as the Beast, what year was that, 2018 or 2019? I guess that makes more sense. Yeah, because I started to see it at the show in 2019, so it could not have been before then.
Oh, true. I was going to say that's where I met you, and I talked to you face-to-face because Emmy Daniels and I did the radio for that.
Yeah. And so it seems like I've seen you in so many different things, and every time I see you in something, it's like, oh my God, that is the perfect role for Jerry Strain. And then suddenly Patrick does it again. I mean, because
oh my gosh,
you're Santa Claus, amazing, Beast, amazing. And I mean, I know that there's another show on your wish list, which is probably Shrek. Yeah, we've talked about that.
Indeed, we have talked about that.
All right, so now I've talked a little bit about you just on the set of SpongeBob, but I want to dive a little bit deeper into it because this show has been on your radar together for a while, right?
Yeah.
I'd have to say so. Yeah. I don't remember who did you introduce me to it?
I might have. I might have just come across it and was like, hey, we both love SpongeBob. Like, we love the cartoon. They were making a musical out of it. So
right.
We've been pretty, like, invested in it since it, like, first came out, like, on Broadway. And then just, like, late last year, we found out that they were doing it here at Parkland. So mm-hmm. We were like, we have to go for it.
Yeah, right. It was like, have to.
Have you ever tracked it down and seen the show?
I have seen some YouTube slime tutorial bootlegs of it.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, not too long ago, they came out with the live stage version for Paramount, for the Paramount Network. They did that, and it was professionally recorded and everything. But I've never seen it on stage live, so.
So did you two like it just for its own artistic sense, or is it because you could see the two of you with your own personal friendship just like stepping right in and doing these roles?
For me, I think it was a little bit of both. It was, I just loved, because like growing up on SpongeBob, I loved the show and I loved how the musical is taking like elements from the show that people can recognize and know and love, but also like providing a whole brand new story to it. And it just adds a lot more. But also at the same time, I feel like our friendship together parallels SpongeBob and Patrick's friendship together, like almost like almost scarily, like so.
To a T.
Yeah.
Wait, so that means that Patrick went, or that means that Jerry must have gone through some sort of diva stage as an actor, in which he, you know, maybe didn't want to associate with you for a while.
I think he's still going through a diva stage, if you ask me.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I like to say, I saw it somewhere once, that the musical was brilliant because they took SpongeBob and took all the annoying things from the cartoon about him, like everything that's annoying about his personality, and they took that and threw it out the window for the Broadway show. And I think that's like the perfect way to describe what he is in the Broadway show, the character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I've tried to explain this show, especially because I've made some major life decisions around the timing of this show, which is strange.
Oh, wow.
To say, like, well, I'm not able to make this tremendous change in my life because of the SpongeBob SquarePants musical. and so that sounds so ridiculous. But so how do you kind of, what would you say to people listening out there about why somebody other than an 8-year-old should come see our play, our musical?
I would say it's very just like, not just a kid show. It's, I would say, more of a family show. You have like the silly hijinks from like the cartoon throughout it, but there's also like really important messages throughout about inclusivity and like self-doubt and just being really self-conscious. And there's also like some jokes and humor that adults will get that maybe the kids won't pick up on as well. Mm-hmm. So I would say it's just better suited for the entire family.
Anything to add to that, Jerry?
Yeah. I think to best describe it would be the same way I kind of described Elf, is the innocence of the show. At its core, I love to sum up the musical in one of the lines that SpongeBob has at the end of the show, when like everything is a disaster and a disaster. And I love one of the lines he has, and it's, look at the kelp. Like it's still so kelpy. Yeah. Like it's such an innocent line, and it's delivered really innocently and well.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like that's the perfect way to describe that show, is just that line.
Yeah. Well, I think all the elements that you said are definitely there. I mean, I think that kind of the quasi-apocalyptic setting kind of adds some fun thrill element to it.
Mm-hmm.
And the songs are written by amazing, I mean, I had to look it up to think about this list. Can you rattle down some artists?
Plain White Tees.
Plain White mm-hmm. Tees, Panic at the Disco, Cyndi Lauper, uh-huh. John Legend, Yolanda Adams. Steven Tyler and Joe Perry of Aerosmith.
Yep.
Steve Hillenburg, technically, for Best Day Ever.
Yeah, I was going to have a contest and say, like, if you guys can collectively guess 10, then I was going to, like, whatever, buy you dinner or something. But I think you've already succeeded. Sarah Bareilles did Poor Pirates.
Yeah.
That's weird. It's a weird pairing. I didn't think that.
That's super weird.
I mean, a lot of the other ones make sense, and you really listed them all. I mean, No Control is David Bowie. I'm excited.
Yes.
I think that's... Yeah, that pretty much was the hook to get me to do the show, is even though I sing for, I think, 29 seconds
pretty much you heard all of my singing in that little thing I just did with Perch. But just that the idea, and it's not even the dang words that Bowie wrote, but just the idea. I listened to the original Bowie song for the first time today, and it's really cool. It's really dark and fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the show, I watched the movie, and I think I asked you about it, Jerry, the Don't Look Up, which is kind of a movie that's pretty popular now about denying the end of the world when it's coming. Mm-hmm. And I think that SpongeBob takes a lot of those elements. Like, what are the different things that could happen? Well, you could try to do something about it. You could try to when the going gets tough, the tough get lost, you could try to get the hell out of there. Or you could deny it's happening completely. I think, are those the three options? What else could you do? You could deny it. I guess you could just accept it. I don't know if anybody's really saying, let's just sit here and accept it.
I don't think so.
Or maybe, no, that's probably you when you said, let's just close our eyes and pretend it's not happening.
Oh,
but
yeah.
There are two ways to
do
that. You could say, let's have just the best day ever. It's our last day on Earth.
True.
And I think that's a scenario that a lot of people just go through. Like, what would you do if this was your last day on Earth? Mm-hmm. And then that's kind of a little bit of the element.
Oh, that's really well put.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
And so, but then it's kind of interesting, all the different choices that are made in the show. And you have a bad guy, Plankton. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have an amazing Plankton. He's probably going to get the most laughs, I would say, that it's set up.
Yeah,
For sure. And he just does it really well. That's Jacob, and I don't even know his last name, so sorry, Jacob. we'll learn it. It's really strange you guys are coming in from out of town. Have you acted with many of these people in this cast before?
I have not. The only person in this cast that I have acted with before is Jerry Strain.
Brian, have you acted with Brian Good?
Yes,
Brian Good.
Yeah.
Brian Good. I've acted with Brian. Yes. Mia Bell, who's in the ensemble, she was Tracy over in Danville during Hairspray.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
See, I'm forgetting about a bunch of people.
And that maybe is it. Though,
that is, yeah.
Aries? You worked with Aries before.
Oh, I've worked with Aries. I've worked with Aries before. We were in Hairspray at CUTC. So that was.
Wait, how many Hairsprays have you been in? I've been in two.
I've been in two Hairsprays.
Well, it's an interesting mix. And this is one of the things I love about having Parkland in our community is that in this case, it's pulled people in from out of our community. And then it is also a mix of student actors and community adult actors. Mm-hmm. I was surprised at how much I was in the minority in this case as a community actor. But I think that it's cast so perfectly. And we have the director is Chelsea Collier, the music director is Cheryl Forrest Morganson, and they have just been an amazing collaborative team because this music is hard. I mean, we were lucky.
This music is hard.
We were lucky to get to start rehearsing, was it like 2.5 months? Almost, it seems like.
Yeah.
It's almost in why I think I'm in denial that the show is so soon. Which,
yeah,
and
right?
So the little plug is SpongeBob musical opens at Parkland College next week on Thursday at 7:30. So a week from tonight, 7:30 is opening night, and then it's Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and then the following two weekends after that, it's Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday matinee. So you have 9 chances to see it, and it is, anyway, we've needed all this time, I think, to get the music done, and we'll still be cleaning stuff up tonight, and we're going to be putting our costumes on for the first time tonight. I got my green suede shoes.
Oh, heck yeah.
And I'm so excited to see how the rest of the outfit comes together. So, and I'm just so curious about everybody.
Right?
I wonder if smartphones are going to be banned so that there are no leaks, because I'm always the newsman, always trying to break a story. I was so excited to... I'm not going to say that on the air. But I love to break stories. So if you're out there in the theater world and you're wondering, how do I announce the cast for my next show, the best way to do it is right here at See You at the Show. I didn't get to announce all of the auditions that are upcoming. There are shows ongoing in their final weekend right now.
You are listening to WEFT Champagne.